morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. I'm so happy to see you all here today. I feel like I've been gone forever. I just got back from the trip to Guatemala very early on Tuesday morning. We had a few delays on the way back, like fog so thick I couldn't see the wings of the plane. So we were stuck at the gate for 2 hours, and it's fine. I'm here now. I just have a few announcements to make. One, thank you so much for giving me the time to go on this intercultural mission learning trip. You're going to hear a lot about it for a while. My mind is all jumbled with things, so you'll be hearing about it off and on here for a while. I also wanted to give a huge, huge thanks to the Women's Association. Last Sunday, they stayed after and they cleaned the kitchen, and it is spotless. It is just, that was a lot of work, and so thank you, Women's Association. Yeah.
I can honestly say, since I was not there, this was not a labor of love.
Yeah. Yeah, it was much needed, and it looks amazing. So if you mess it up, you're going to have to deal with them. I don't know that I'll protect you. I also want to give great thanks to God. We finally hired a custodian. He is just fantastic. His name is Jim Gables, and he has a lot of experience, and he was recommended to me from another pastor who knew another pastor who knew him. That's how networking works. And but yeah, he's amazing. You'll see him around every so often if you're here during the week. And we're just so thankful that we have found someone. Cliff is especially thankful because he was filling in for a while. The last announcement that I have is, it's that time for your end of year reports. So if you have reports that you need to send in from your committee or something like that, make sure that happens. Do they go to you, Cliff? Or
we'll get up to the auditors.
Okay. Yeah. So if you have any questions or whatever, let me know. Any other announcements? Anything that I'm forgetting?
The deacons are starting to collect cleaning supplies again, which are much, much needed at the food bank.
Okay, so the deacons are again collecting cleaning supplies for the food bank.
And
paper products, things like that. All right. We're all good? Let us now, let's gather together and center ourselves with our call to worship. Give thanks to God with all your hearts. We will hold nothing back from our God. Sing full-throated praises to our God. We will join in the chorus of thanksgiving for God's abiding love. Glorify the word we know as Jesus Christ. We will worship our God with wonder and joy. Please rise in body or spirit and join in our opening hymn, Father, I Adore You.
Thank you.
Friends, our God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Let us embrace this time of confession with honesty and humility. We confess our struggle to be transformed into disciples, God of mystery. The desires of the world would shape us into people you would not recognize. The demands of our society pulls us away from your heart. Our culture values the rich, the powerful, the successful. But you are on the side of the weak, the poor, the outcast, and the oppressed. Forgive and transform us, O God. Reawaken us with your voice that calls us to service. Revive our weary hearts with your vision of creation. Refresh our fatigued spirits that we might boldly proclaim Jesus as our Savior and go forth to serve your people in Christ's name. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would not be lost in sin. But it is the Lord who is on our side. And so we are forgiven. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us now profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Siblings, let us greet one another with signs of peace. Please be seated for our choir's anthem. Let us lift up our prayers of concern and joy for the world, the church, and one another. Steadfast God, your love and faithfulness are with us always. We give thanks that with you there is no end to our hope. By your power, all exiles will come to an end, and all things will be restored. Therefore, we pray with confidence that you, who are above all things, knowing that you take notice of those who are bent low, that your strong arm takes hold of those who are in the midst of trouble. To anyone in despair, send your deliverance swiftly. For those longing for home, return them to a place of safety and love. For anyone estranged from one another, we pray that reconciliation may be accomplished, or that an ending may become the pathway to a new beginning. Loving God, you promise comfort to the one in sorrow and help to the one in trouble. Lift us all up so we can see your salvation. Help us and help the nations to learn your justice and to practice it. Silence the deafening drumbeat of war so that we may learn a song of thanksgiving. Before the world wears out like a garment, before we turn your Eden into a waste place, correct our habits. We desire to be better caretakers of the garden of the Lord. We thank you for the gift of the church and for the varied gifts and perspectives you place among us. Help us to welcome the diversity of your design in ways that enlarge our witness in the world. We thank you especially for Jesus Christ, who has called us to be his body in the world, and who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit for our hymn of meditation, Sanctuary. be seated. God has given us gifts to share, prophetic acts and acts of service, teaching and leading, encouragement, diligence, cheerfulness, giving without strings attached. Freely, then, we open our hearts and hands and resources to a world in need by giving our tithes and offerings. Gracious God, we thank you for the measure of faith you have given to each of us. Increase us in us generosity, compassion, and prophetic courage so we may continue to be your body in and for the world. Amen.
This morning our scripture reading is Romans 12, 1-8. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, on the basis of God's mercy, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable act of worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought, to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the encourager in encouragement, the giver in sincerity, the leader in diligence, the compassion in cheerfulness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. God of revelation, mere flesh and blood cannot reveal divine truth. Only your spirit can give that gift. Be in my breath and my voice. Be in our ears and understanding, that through these words, your word may be known. So for my choir folks, they can't see the picture that you can see, so I have printed it out so that they can have a look, because it's kind of important. So I wanted to thank you again for giving me the time to travel to Guatemala with the World Mission Institute and the Pittsburgh Seminary. It was a trip filled with beauty and horror, joy and sadness, comfort and shame. We heard a lot of personal stories about the difficulties that have been experienced by the Guatemalans, but we also got to see various ways that God is present and working in the people there. I joked with the choir earlier this week that Guatemala is likely to be my CrossFit when it comes to sermons from now on. For those of you who have not been here before, we had a minister who used a lot of CrossFit illustrations for her sermons. Our host while we were visiting was an organization called CEDEPCA. That's an acronym. It's a CEDEPCA. And in English, it stands for the Protestant Center for Pastoral Studies in Central America. They organized everything. Like, I didn't have to think about anything from day to day. I had a schedule, but it didn't matter if I looked at it. I was going to where they were taking me anyway. They organized all of the transportation and the visits and meals and hotels, an interpreter and guide. They organized all the talks and the studies just throughout the trip. We were well taken care of. Now, the mission of CEDEPCA is transforming lives and realities in Central America by training, accompanying, and calling women and men from diverse Christian traditions, communities, and contexts to spaces for reflection. The guiding scripture is a modification of Romans 12:2. And it says, living towards God's new creation requires transformation of minds. Now, what we read was the New Revised Standard Version, which says, do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I will say that I went to Guatemala thinking I had a very basic idea of what it was like there. But I also recognized, you know, I needed a little more information and into the experience and, like, talking to real people. And with some of the research that I did beforehand, I knew that the country had been ravaged by 36 years of war, violence, rampant poverty, and government corruption. And I may have only been there for a very short time, but my head is still just swimming with all that I heard and saw. So the first day, we went to Plaza de Constitución, and that is the largest plaza in the country. It's located within Guatemala City. It's just like a large square. It's on one side is the National Palace. There's the Cathedral of Guatemala, the Gate of Commerce, and the National Library. And it was a Sunday, so there were a lot of families and tourists milling about. Vendors were all over the place with selling food and wares and bird seed, because evidently there weren't enough pigeons there. As we started walking and we looked across the square, we noticed this very large circle of wooden crosses that were cemented in planters. And we got a little closer, we noticed this plaque embedded in raised cement. And the plaque reads, "Justice for the girls of Guatemala. In memory of the 41 girls murdered at the Virgin of the Ascension safe house. This space is renamed the Plaza of the Girls of Guatemala, March 8th. We don't forget that the state did it." The Virgin of the Ascension safe house was an orphanage. It was built just outside of Guatemala City, and it was to house abandoned or orphan children, as well as children with disabilities and other problems, teens who had been in legal trouble but had worked off their sentence, but they had nowhere else to go. They were institutionalized there by the state after they were found to be in homes where they were abused by family members or forced into prostitution or experiencing homelessness. Even though this building was built to hold about 350 youths, there were about 700 to 800 children housed in the building at any one time. And they were separated into different areas based on age and gender. And you might guess that it wasn't very pleasant there. There were countless reports of abuse, sexual and physical, as well as a human trafficking network recruiting children in this safe house. And nobody did anything about it. On March 7th, the residents protested. A group of teens climbed up onto the roof, and they were threatening guards and staff. And during all of that commotion, 85 other residents escaped and ran into the surrounding woods. Most of them were captured and returned to the home. But they were separated from the general population because, you know, they didn't want any trouble. The boys were separated and they were sent back to their dorms. The girls were separated, and 51 of them were locked into a 13 by 13 square foot room with mattresses but no blankets. And the door was guarded by national police. In the morning, the girls couldn't even leave the room to use the bathroom. So about 9 a.m. on March 8th, a fire broke out in the room. The cause is unclear. It's likely that the girls started the fire in protest. Regardless, the guards did not let the girls leave the blazing fire. Ultimately, 41 girls between the ages of 14 and 17 were killed by the fire. And 3 days later, people took to the streets protesting against the negligence, corruption, and ineptitude of the government while chanting, "It was the state, and it wasn't an accident, it was an execution." When I first heard this story, I was thinking, wow, like, when did this happen? Does anybody want to guess what year this happened, or even decade? 2016. It wasn't in the 80s. It wasn't in the 90s. It was 5 years ago. year later, in 2017, a memorial with 46 steel crosses with the names of the victim were set up in a circular pattern up in the National Plaza. And the plaque was cemented into the floor, the ground. And that memorial has been destroyed and vandalized multiple times in the last 5 years. Sometimes it was by the government. Sometimes it was by local citizens. But it keeps being re-erected. Even when we visited, it was obvious that there were several crosses that were missing. The plaque that was originally embedded into the ground was smashed. And so they got another plaque and they raised up the cement and they put it in so it was more difficult. And this memorial, that's a pretty powerful image that has stuck with me. And I'll admit, it was real hard to see God while I was listening to this account. The visit to the plaza showed me just how deeply patriarchy and misogyny is embedded in the culture. The story showed me the extent to which women are treated as second-class citizens. Little recourse to address domestic violence and abuse. It's difficult to obtain an education. And the government and honestly, a lot of the people want to cover up the events of March 8th, 2016. But the feminists and women and children advocacy groups, they won't let it go. And as I learned more throughout the week about the things that SEDEPCA is doing, changing the minds of men and women by sharing how women are necessary, they're a necessary and beloved part of God's creation. As I saw what they were doing with that, it became easier and easier to see how God is at work in Guatemala. SEDEPCA, through the programs and projects that it offers, are truly living towards God's new creation by transforming minds. I think we all want to see God, and we all want to be part of God's new creation. But I also think we often look for God in the wrong places. We look for that perfect church. Often we think it's going to be that really large one with a whole bunch of programs. We seek out God in these spectacular, supernatural experiences like miracles or unique callings. Some of us have even just given up looking for God in the outside world. We seek him by turning inward and just shutting out the rest of the world filled with hostile people. And I'm sure that some people have seen God in those places and in those experiences. Because as you are all well aware, as you have learned, God is everywhere. God is here. But I also think that sometimes we forget to look for God in those ordinary, everyday spaces that we occupy. I think we often forget that God is most apparent through the compassion we share with and witness in the people around us. SEDEPCA is teaching people through scriptures and experiences that when we honor the goodness in others, we're recognizing and honoring God. we're recognizing and honoring that we all belong to one another. We're participating in living towards God's new creation when we step away from the culture that surrounds us and transforms our mind. And we can do that here and now. And the people of Guatemala are doing that now, today. And I'm just so thankful that they were there to tell their stories, to transform my mind, to invite me in to God's new creation. Thanks be to God. Amen. I think we need a minute. So we have the distinct pleasure today of ordaining one and installing three other deacons and elders. So at this time, I would like to invite our newly elected deacons and elders, Peggy Jo, Suzanne Connors, Cheryl D'Amico, and Sandy Letterly, to come forward. So I'm going to stand here for a minute, just so folks can hear me. So in the first letter to the Corinthians, Paul said, "There are varieties of gifts, but it is the same Spirit who gives them. There are different ways of serving God, but it is the same Lord who is served. God works through each person in a unique way, but it is God's purpose that is accomplished. To each is given a gift of the Spirit to be used for the common good. Together, we are the body of Christ and individually members of it." I'm going to read a brief statement on ordination. We are called into the Church of Jesus Christ by baptism and marked as Christ's own by the Holy Spirit. This is our common calling, to be disciples of Jesus Christ and servants of our servant Lord. Within the community of the church, some are called to particular service as deacons, as ruling elders, and as ministers of word and sacrament. Ordination is Christ's gift to the church, assuring that his ministry continues among us. Through ordination, God provides for acts of care and compassion in the world, for the ordering and governance of the church, and for the preaching of the word and celebration of the sacraments. This is Cliff's job.
Representing the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the session of Glenshaw Valley Church now ordains Peggy Jo to the ministry as deacon. The session also installs to active service those who have been previously ordained: Deacon Suzanne Connors, ruling elder Cheryl D'Amico, and Sandy Letterman.
Thank you. Peggy, Suzanne, Cheryl, Sandy, I have a few questions for you. I think you've seen the questions already. It's not cheating, though. So I hope you memorized your answers. In baptism, you were claimed by the love of God, clothed in the grace of Jesus Christ, and anointed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit to share in Christ's mission in the world. Now you are called by God through the voice of the church for a new service and ministry in Jesus' name. In accordance with the Constitution of the Presbyterian Church, USA, show your commitment to this calling by responding to these questions. Do you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior? Acknowledge him Lord of all and head of the church, and through him believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
I do.
Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be, by the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ and the church universal and God's word to you? Do you sincerely receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith as expressed in the confessions of our church as authentic and reliable expositions of what Scripture leads us to believe and do? And will you be instructed and led by those confessions as you lead the people of God? If so, say, I do and I will.
I do and I will.
Will you fulfill your ministry in obedience to Jesus Christ under the authority of Scripture and be continually guided by our confessions?
I will.
Will you be governed by our church's polity, and will you abide by its discipline? Will you be a friend among your colleagues in ministry, working with them subject to the ordering of God's word and spirit? Will you in your own life seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for the reconciliation of the world?
I will.
Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of the church? Will you pray for and seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love? That's my favorite. Peggy and Suzanne, will you be faithful deacons teaching charity, urging concern, and directing the people's help to the friendless and those in need? And in your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? Sandy and Cheryl, will you be faithful ruling elders, watching over the people, providing for their worship, nurture, and service? Will you share in government and discipline, serving in the councils of the church? And in your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? Glenshaw Valley, you have some questions too. Do we, the members of the church, accept Peggy, Suzanne, Cheryl, and Sandy as deacons and ruling elders chosen by God through the voice of this congregation and lead us in the way of Jesus Christ? If so, say, we do. Do we agree to pray for them, to encourage them, to respect their decisions, and to follow as they guide us, serving Jesus Christ, who alone is head of the church?
We do.
Now, Peggy has not been ordained as a deacon, so I would like all of those in the congregation who have been ordained to service to come up and lay hands on her as we pray together.
Gracious and eternal God, with joy we give you thanks and praise. Throughout the ages and in every place, you have chosen servants from among your people to point the way to salvation by your grace. We are grateful for ancestors in the faith who followed without fear, placing their trust in you alone. For judges and monarchs who ruled in your righteousness and peace. For prophets and apostles who spoke your bold words of mercy and of truth. For leaders and teachers in every age who have nurtured your people in faith and faithfulness. Above all, we praise you for Jesus Christ, who came not to be served but to serve, and to give his life to set others free. Anointed by your Holy Spirit, he proclaimed your reign on earth, revealing your saving love in all he said and did. Gracious God, pour out your spirit upon your servant Peggy, whom you called by baptism as your own. Grant her the same mind that was in Jesus Christ. Gracious God, your spirit upon your servants Peggy, Suzanne, Cheryl, and Sandy as they continue in the ministry to which you have called them. Help them rely on the gifts of your spirit and follow Christ faithfully in this calling. Gracious God, pour out your spirit of power and truth upon the whole church, that we may be for you a holy people baptized to serve you in the world. Sustain your church in ministry, ground us in the gospel, secure our hope in Christ, strengthen our service to the outcast, and increase our love for one another. Show us the transforming power of your grace in our life together, that we may be effective servants of the gospel, offering our compelling witness in the world to the good news of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Peggy, Cheryl, Sandy, you are deacons and ruling elders ordained to the ministries of service and governance in the Church of Jesus Christ and Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. Be faithful and true in your ministry so that your whole life will bear witness to the crucified and risen Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now welcome our newly ordained and newly
Let us rise in body or spirit for our closing hymn, Lord, whose love through humble service. Before we go back into the world, let me offer a charge and a blessing. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed as to live as the body of Christ in the world. Now, may the Lord who made heaven and earth, the Christ who lived and died for all, and the Spirit who renews our minds and hearts, abide with you and all God's people, now and forever. Amen.